Clip, Tool and Heart of Stumps by artist Stephen Woodward are three distinct pieces that together explore the unique history of Hobsonville Point.
Clip is referring to topiary, which is the control of plants, reshaping of plants, like a uniform, if you like. This one refers directly to the military headquarters that are just there, and that's why there's a bit of a nod towards it in its tilt. So that's referring directly to the order of things, the military, where there is a strict hierarchy, where you do not question your superior officer. Tool is more or less the shape of an adze, so this represents people before Europeans, but it's overlaid. One side has a landscape, but the other side has got some patterns referring to urban development or to the planning here. And the other one is Heart of Stumps, which looks like ventricles on a heart. And the stumps are the trees that disappear. There was a large forest here before Europeans came, and a wildfire got out of hand, and that large forest disappeared. So this is different layers of identity about this place. The most enjoyable part, or most rewarding part, is the research, I suppose, because that's when you get something back as an artist. You learn. And that informs your work and therefore gives you images.
In creating these works, Stephen also took into account considerations around how public works are interacted with by people and the environment, especially when it came to the materials he used.
I wanted to work with this selection, these three stones. So there's black granite, basalt and marble, because of their tonal differences, which also helps to separate the pieces in their identity. They are, of course, all permanent materials or semi-permanent materials. Durable, they last well outside, and also there's that fascination of touch that most of the public have. There's a sensual quality to stone if it's shaped, and I'm hoping that engages the public to some extent. I prefer to work in public art because it's more transparent, less elitist, and has to do with the reality of the public space. Therefore, people, history, ecology, geology, so on and so forth. And that's much more interesting